There's a great truth here in these readings, and let's try to mine that truth. That second reading, St. Paul reminds them that they were baptized into Christ Jesus, and that they have died with him, and their life is now hidden with Christ in God, and that that's okay. There's something human about wanting to preserve our life, about wanting to enlarge our life and make it more significant and in worldly terms. And St. Paul says, none of that really matters because your life is not your own. It's lost in Christ, in God. In the beginning, everything was in union with God. There was union within the three persons of the Trinity, and all of creation reflects that unity. There's huge diversity in the cosmos, and yet it's all one with God. God never looks away. God never turns his back on his creation, but constantly loves it and holds it in existence. And it's in union with him, whether it knows it or cares or not. Disunion, separation, is a human invention. It doesn't exist on God's side. God has always seen all of us in union with him. We're the ones who separate ourselves. And so St. Paul says, there's no longer Scythian or Parthian, Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. All of us are one in Christ. We're all in union. And sin separates and divides and wants disunion. But that union is our destiny. And St. Paul says we are being constantly reformed in the image of our Maker, who is union itself, love itself. That first reading, vanity of vanities. I love that word. In your bathroom, where the sink is and the mirror, that's called the vanity. It's vain. It's looking at yourself and being obsessed with yourself. But there's another meaning to vanity, and that is futility. Our work is in vain. In other words, it's futile. It doesn't really lead to anything. And we're going to lose it all. We're going to have to pass it on to somebody else. And that's vanity, he says. It's all done in vain. Humans in this separated world, in this existence that is self-absorbed, it's all vanity. It's going nowhere. It leads nowhere. And it all is going to dissipate when we die. And St. Paul says in that second reading, avoid all these things, and especially greed, which is idolatry. Greed is idolatry. It's making a god out of things and possessions and wealth. And there's nothing really wrong with wealth in itself, and it's the reward oftentimes of hard work and ingenuity. But if we don't see it as somehow not belonging to us ultimately, we've missed the point. When Jesus says you must grow rich in things that matter to God, what really matters to God? The car we drive, the address we live at, the clothes we wear, how large our bank account is, those things don't matter to God. What does matter to God? Generosity, compassion, kindness. And Jesus, God's Son, is the ultimate example. Because he's God and is the author of everything and really owns the universe, He's free to give it away. He doesn't have to protect anything. He doesn't have to guard himself. He knows that he is eternal, and so therefore losing his life on the cross is not really a loss. And St. Paul says, we were baptized into that. So what characterizes the Christian life, what is pleasing to God more than anything else, is self-offering. Jesus offered himself on the cross for our salvation. And here in the Mass, we offer ourselves along with him. And out there in the world, throughout the week, we are offering ourselves. We are losing ourselves, opening ourselves and making ourselves vulnerable and shared and dying. Leo Tolstoy, the Russian author, has a great little story. There was this wealthy woman, and she never did anything for anybody. And so she's at the gates of heaven, and she's being judged. And her guardian angel, and for Tolstoy, guardian angels are the advocate that advocates for our salvation. And her guardian angel reminds God, you know, one time she gave an onion to a poor woman. And God said, okay, we'll take this onion with a long stem and we'll drop it down into purgatory where she is, and she can grab onto that and we'll pull her out. And so the onion comes down, she grabs a hold of the onion, and she's coming up, 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 out of suffering and eternal death. And other people seeing her rising, they grab onto her and they want to come up with her. And she kicks them away and says, no, this is my onion. And at that moment it snaps, and she goes back down. The things that matter to God is how much we're willing to make ourselves vulnerable, how much we're willing to share. The rich farmer in the gospel story, there's nothing wrong with his wealth. But all through that story, the word my keeps coming up. My crop, my grain, my barns, my granaries, my wealth. He's looking in the mirror all the time. He's just so vain. He's so locked in on himself, so self-protective, so hoarding everything he has for himself. And that's his damnation. Every Sunday morning at Mass, we practice the opposite of that. We practice laying down our lives. We practice making ourselves vulnerable. We practice generosity and compassion. This is a self-offering. We lay our very lives, our very selves on the altar with Christ, and we make ourselves available to one another. And that is what is pleasing to God.